Here, there's a lot of nature around here. It may be a tree, a flower, the sky, or it may be something man-made, whatever it is. But nature particularly is helpful in this practice at first. You notice the first moment of looking at something, there's always a space of no thought. It may be 1 second. It may be 2 seconds. Now, most human beings are not aware of that. And with some human beings, the space of no thought is so brief that they can't capture it because immediately thought comes in after half a second. But there was half a second. There's always a space before thought can come in. There is a looking, a seeing. And in with you, that space will now become larger. And in many of you, it is already quite spacious. In other words, the spaciousness around your sense perceptions. So notice that it is already there, but as you become aware of it, the spaciousness grows around your sense perceptions. So, and now comes, this is a magnificent thing, it's a great mystery that in past ages people had to spend 25 years in a monastery to be told this. The master would say, okay, you work with me for 20 years and then ask me again that question. But now things are speeding up. We haven't got that much time, in a good sense, on the planet. We are running out of time, and that's wonderful. It's shrinking. So when you see something, there's a sense perception. Can you be aware both of what arises in your sense perception, what you are looking at, or it may be listening? And can you be aware of the awareness, which is the stillness, in which that sense perception happens? And that stillness, that awareness is, one could say, the space around it. So there is a spacious field and there's a sense perception, and you are not interpreting what you see for a while. There's no need. There's a deep knowing, but there's no interpretation. There's not conceptual knowing. Not that you've lost your ability to have concepts, but when you need them, they'll be there. Words, concepts, thoughts. But you are no longer compulsively trapped in concepts. You are exiting a conceptualized reality. Oh, that is the awakening. You are stepping out of inhabiting a totally conceptualized universe, which is mental conditioning. Everything is called something, interpreted, labeled, named. And so a great freedom arises of perceiving through the unconditioned consciousness. And this is, you are here to experience that and to see that it is already, that movement is already happening in you, that freeing yourself from compulsive conceptualization is already happening. And it is happening when you look at a tree or a flower or another human being, and it enters your field of vision, and in that moment there's pure perception and no labeling it in any way. Just a field of stillness. And it may be that it's only there for a few seconds. But see if you can capture that space. And that's not perhaps a very good way of saying it, because you cannot capture stillness. It's see if you can be attentive and see if you can notice that. And that noticing is vital, because as you notice the stillness in which your perception happens, the space or the stillness expands.